This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, June 13th. God's word for you today is Principle of Life. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 12, and it says, Jesus went on to make this comment, if you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. If you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? The small things that nobody sees are what determine the big things that everybody wants. Luke chapter 16 verse 12 says, and if you have not been faithful with what belongs to someone else, who will give you what belongs to you? This is another dimension of God testing you with small things. Two things people disdain. The first is, people usually disdain small beginnings, little things. Yet, God is saying, it is those small beginnings, those little things that determine the big things. The second thing people disdain is what they think is not their own. When people have to use something that is not their own, they mostly misuse it. People disdain and misuse things they consider small and insignificant. God has provided for you, but because you see the money as small, you blow it. You do not save, plan, tithe, or do anything significant with it. Instead, you are waiting for a larger sum. Guess what? It is that little thing that God is using to test your faithfulness. When people have a common area or shared infrastructure, most people with a poverty mindset will not take care of what is not their own. How do you use a car someone loans you? Most people will not drive their cars in a certain way, but when they get into someone else's car, they drive it anyhow. For me, it is the opposite. I hardly drive other people's cars, but the few times I have, if I go at 100 in my car, I go at 50 in another person's car. Why? It is a principle of life. If you're not faithful in what belongs to someone else, who will give you what belongs to you? You are renting someone's car to drive Uber, but you drive recklessly and damage the car, and you're praying that God will give you your own car. God is saying, if you have not been faithful with what belongs to someone else, forget about it. That is how it works. What I am saying, and what I believe God is saying to us, is before God gives you something, he will often loan it to you. So be careful how you treat what you think is not your own. It may just be heaven testing you to see how you will treat your own, so they know what to give you. When you treat what belongs to someone else, what you think is not your own, shabbily, you will never be prosperous in your own. I have seen people in paid employment not giving their best or breaking their backs to ensure everything works well because it is another man's business. Meanwhile, they are fasting and praying for the grace to set up their own. God is saying, you may think you have the will to set up yours, but you will not have the grace. Let us pray. Father, help me grow in faithfulness in all things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.